Message number 1265. Pagans who shun the truth will enter my house. Saturday, November 15, 2014 at 10:22. My dearly beloved daughter, let it be known that anyone who rejects the book of Revelation denies the word of God. The truth is contained therein, and should any man take away from it, deny the prophecies foretold, or add to them in any way, he will be cast into the wilderness. The truth leads you to salvation, and the path towards the new paradise leads to me. It is only through me, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, that salvation will be given to man. I am the way and the light. It is only through me and your acceptance of who I am will you be able to see the light of God. There is no other way. Follow any other path you choose, but none will lead you to God. If you are for me, you must honor your brother and sister through love, kindness, and patience. You must not judge others because of their religious beliefs. You must love them as I love them. This does not mean that you should embrace their beliefs or show reverence for them, because if you do, then you deny me. You cannot serve two masters. You must never insult me by showing allegiance to false gods placed before me. The day you pay homage to false gods under my roof will be the day I will storm my temple and destroy all within it. How lukewarm is the faith of some of my servants who strive to impress the populace and seek adulation. How little respect is shown to me in my own house when everything that I give you is tossed aside with indifference, until eventually nothing of me will remain within my church. You, my beloved followers and sacred servants who remain true to the word, will have a heavy burden. You will have to suffer the pain and indignity when you will witness the sacrileges, the heresies and practices of the occult. While many of these violations of my sacred body will be cleverly concealed, those with true discernment will be shocked but powerless when these things happen. Such will the deceit be, which will reverberate from every crevice, that it would take an army of 2,000 men to stop these impostors from doing harm. These impostors are led by those who do not come from me. They have infiltrated my body through devious means, and it will have taken a long time before they finally and completely seize my church. Soon their actions will be seen for what they are by those blessed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Pagans who shun the truth will enter my house, where they will be welcomed with open arms. You will be told that you must show love for all God's children to keep silent those who might oppose them. Very few people will defend me, Jesus Christ, and those who will dare to object to these blasphemous ceremonies, which will be held on the same altars used to house my most holy Eucharist, will be silenced. My enemies may seize my house, but not my church, because all Christians throughout the world make up my church. The faithful, consisting of those who will refuse to deny the word of God and who will never accept any tampering of the holy word of God, will maintain my church on earth. Nothing will prevail against it. Your Jesus.